spiritually. Nothing can undo what Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross. You may not understand why certain things happen, but the cross settles forever the question, does God love me? Romans 5, verse 8 says this, but God demonstrates his own love toward us. It says that he shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. See, that is love in action. Jesus didn't die for you when you had it all together. He died for you when you were still running away from him. That's the kind of love that changes a heart forever. You can live in the full assurance of his love. And so when you fail to remember, when you fail in your life, remember this, God's love has not changed. When you feel insignificant, when you feel forgotten, be reminded and remind yourself that you are engraved on his hands. When you fear what the future holds, remember the one who is already there in the future. And remember that his perfect love casts out all fear. When you feel alone, remember that you are loved of God. You don't have to earn his love. You just have to rest in his love. And when you begin to walk in that kind of a truth, you will begin to experience and find a strength that you didn't even know you had. That in the worst of circumstances, God can use you and you can be a witness. But there's one last thing I want to bring you to in this verse, in verse 7, is the gifts of the called and the love. And there's two of those that he gives us, grace and peace. He says in the second half of verse 7, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So he ends this greeting here with that statement. Now that's not just a polite closing that he gives there. What he's giving is a promise. You know, it's the natural outcome of knowing who you are in Christ. When you understand that you are called of Christ and you are loved of God, you begin to experience two of the greatest gifts, grace. What is grace? It is God's unearned favor that empowers your obedience. What is peace? Peace is the calm assurance that comes from trusting his control. It's a peace that the scripture tells us passes all understanding. So grace and peace always flow from knowing that you are in him. Grace makes peace possible, and peace makes obedience joyful. And both of those are gifts from a loving Father who called you by name. You may not feel special, but if you belong to Jesus, you are among the called of Christ and the loved of God. That means you have a purpose that can't be taken from you. You have a love that will never let you go. You have a peace that passes all understanding. When the world tells you that you're worthless, remember what God says to you. He says, you're mine. When you feel those whispers, when you're alone, remember that Christ says to you, I have called you by name. And when sin tries to condemn you, remember that God says you are loved and forgiven. Friend, that's our identity. That's who you are in Christ. And nothing, no power, no pain, no circumstance can ever change that. Now, you may be here today, and you've never responded to Christ's call. You've heard about him. You've believed in God, but you've never personally said, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Let me tell you, he's calling your name right now. He's calling not to condemn you, but to save you. He deals with your sin, but he's calling you to save you. He died on the cross for your sins. He rose again from the grave, and he offers you this morning a forgiveness and peace and eternal life. And if you will open your heart and say, Lord Jesus, I hear your call. I believe you died for me. I receive you as my Savior and Lord. The Bible says that he will save you today. That is his promise, and that is his heart. If you're here this morning and you're a believer, maybe somewhere along the way, you've lost your focus, you've lost your sense of purpose. He's drawing you back, calling you back to the purpose that he has empowered you by the power of the Holy Spirit to do all that he would have you to do. That is his heart for you this morning. Maybe you've strayed away in sin, and you need to come in repentance also to him. Would you do that this morning in this invitation. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that you have called us out of darkness, out of sin, into the light of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you that your love is an unchanging love. Thank you that your love is an unbreakable love. Thank you, God, that your love is eternal. It never ends. Thank you, Lord, that your love never wavers, even when we do. Lord, help us this morning as believers to walk worthy of our calling, to rest in your love, and to share the grace that we have received with so many others. Lord, help us not to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, when doubts rise in our hearts, remind us that we are yours. We are called by Christ. We are loved by you. We are sealed by the Spirit. Lord, for those who are here this morning and they've never answered your call, may this be the day of salvation for them. Lord, I pray that you would speak to their hearts, that you would draw them by your Spirit. And Lord, may all of us this morning live in the grace and the peace that comes and flows from knowing that you are, that we are in Christ and you are in us. Lord, we ask these things in the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Would you stand as we sing our hymn of invitation? Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Would you come as the Lord lays upon your heart in this invitation, Brother Mike?